I'm Donna Landry. I'm a registered nurse and I'm the administrator of the Richard Murphy Hospice House. So hospice care is end-of-life care where you choose no longer to pursue in trying to cure yourself. It's not curative. You make sure you're comfortable. You continue taking all the same medications you're taking, except for ones that are to cure, like cancer, things like that. We make sure that they're very comfortable. You don't have pain, any issues arise, that they're taken care of, and make sure that the last days are very comfortable and peaceful.
I am Lou, a patient at the hospice in Hammond. I have been aware of it for years, but I never thought I would be a patient here. And I've been here 1 week, could not be nicer. I don't know where they find the personnel, but they're the nicest people I've ever known. They must be beautifully trained. They've all been here for years, and the patient is taken care of beautifully.
The main thing is that I want to make sure they are doing what they want to do. They're making their own decisions if they can. If they need pain medicine, I don't want the family to tell them they can't have it because they don't want them to get addicted. Some people tend to have those issues. So I just make sure they can make their decisions. They're comfortable. They live in a beautiful surrounding. It's peaceful. I don't want them to worry about anything that, you know, finances or anything. They don't have to worry about that kind of stuff, that we're just going to take care of everything for them.
I'm doing well. I'm getting funnier looking every day, losing weight, but all seems well. I'm very happy here. I think the nicest thing is no one hovers over you. They let you lead your own life. I'm perfectly at ease, free to do whatever I want to do. If I have to wake in the night for any reason, I ring this bell for the help and they come and take care of me. The only restriction that I know of is they don't want you to get out of bed alone. Oh, here's Derek now.
Yes, my name is Derek Selders, and I'm one of the caregivers here. And it's always a blessing to be able to help someone that's less fortunate enough to help themselves, and especially on their last days of their lives.
It's free of charge. We have homeless people that have been here, people whose children maybe live out of state. So the house has been a true blessing. We've had over 358 people that have passed away in this home. And it's more of a short term because we only have 3 beds, so it's when people are close to the end of their life and they can't really manage to take care of themselves or the spouse.
When I thought it through, I realized that there was no point in trying to get well at 87 when you have cancer. So I have not had any treatment. I've just let nature take its course. One day I'll probably go to sleep and that's it. I have had time to get my stuff together, like my great-grandmother's spoon holder can go to a niece. The silver has been parceled out. Everything that I have that I wanted someone to have, they have. So I was able to do all of that, and I'm happy. So I'm perfectly content.
I always sing for my patients every day when I come here to Richard Murphy Hospice because it's a blessing. And one of my favorite songs is I'll Fly Away, and I'm going to do a small version of it. Some glad morning when this life is over, I will fly away in the morning when I die. Hallelujah, by and by, I'll fly away.